What time it is? We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are it's now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. Yes, I, your host, am here in the Bermuda Triangle in Puerto Rico, but not for long, because soon I will be heading back to my old stomping ground there, Asheville, North Carolina, and that is where tonight we have producer Sam the Animal Steel, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, you have been so busy. What's going on these days at Wright's Coin Shop?
Well, since we came back from vacation, it has been so incredibly busy. It just hasn't stopped.
The last time we talked, it was like that Brexit thing going on with the gold and the silver.
Yeah, that went on, and gold and silver, they went up a little bit, and then they went down a little bit. Now they're back a little bit, and, you know, it just goes up and down. And, you know, we're buying everything that we possibly can, everything that comes in the door, lots and lots of stuff. So mostly we're buying, selling a little bit, but, you know, it may be totally different next week. So we at the moment have some fabulous collector coins. We still have some 10-ounce bars and silver eagles and gold eagles, and so we're sitting pretty good with bullion right now. So if you want to come and buy some, you should do it now.
I'm so impressed with the fact that Wright's Coin Shop is a family-owned business. You guys have been in business over 40 years, and people are not at all pressured or given any kind of hard sell when they walk in the door, because you guys do not work on commission, and you want people to be happy and to become return customers, and it's incredible how little money you need to get started, just, you know, transforming some of your money into real money, into more money, into gold and silver. Just take home one coin or 10 coins, and the next thing you know, you're going to love having your own little treasure trove, which is going to retain value and increase in value over time, because that's what gold and silver have always done. For people who are fortunate enough to be in the Asheville area, how can they come and visit you guys, Shelley?
They can come visit us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, or they can give us a call at 828-298-5402.
Again, folks, you can go to speakingofstrange.com for a link to their site, which is WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. Or call them at 828-298-5402. They're located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, not far from the Biltmore Estate. Again, that's 828-298-5402. And Shelley, we teased this a little bit earlier, but soon you're going to have another shop opening that's going to cater to the people who like to talk to you about the paranormal, about magical spells, about metaphysics. That's coming soon, and it's going to be pretty close to the coin shop, huh? Okay. Good. We'll keep everybody posted as more details become available. And, of course, those details can be sent to you as soon as they are available if you go to joshuapwarren.com and sign up for my free e-newsletter there. Shelley, I tell you, you are one of the hardest working people that I know. And when it comes time for you to relax and unwind, what kind of porn do you enjoy watching?
I do not watch porn.
Oh, come on. Yes, you do. Everybody does.
Guys,
are you into like dungeon porn? Or do you like, okay, do you like fantasy porn where like Superman and Wonder Woman are getting it on, or you know, what's your style? What is
I
your
do not watch porn.
I refuse to believe you.
Why don't you ask Sam what he
watches? He knows the answer is brony porn, but
yeah, that's old news.
My little pony.
Well, you know, I feel confident that you must watch porn because I'm reading this story here that says, according to Google, porn for all Americans has been the most popular thing on the internet until just recently. And this is incredible because something now has surpassed porn in web searches. Sam, do you want to guess what it is?
I'm going to go ahead and say Pokemon.
You got it. It is Pokemon Go. Now, we were talking about this off the air earlier in the show. I didn't even know what this was until some kids came into the Asheville Mystery Museum recently, and they had their cell phones, and they said that there were some ghosts or whatever in the museum, and Tad McDivitt, who's the chief occult researcher there, said, what do you actually, he probably knew what was going on, but I had to look into it. And if you don't know exactly what this is all about, it's what they call augmented reality. So basically, you're walking around looking at the world through your cell phone screen, and there are little avatars, little animations that are added to what's actually in front of you. So, for example, you might be looking at your living room right now, and it looks normal. But you look at it through your phone using the Pokemon Go thing, and there's a monster standing there. And so the monster is then, you know, interactive, and that's why they call it augmented reality. So I'm reading this story about how popular this is getting. And by the way, I think a lot of bad things are going to happen eventually because, well, we'll get into that in a minute. But I'm thinking, hey, if this is surpassing porn, my idea is, why not merge the two and create porno reality augmentation for adults where, hey, let's say you get with your mate and you're like, you know, you're not looking so good tonight. Hang on a second.
Well, first of all, I think at that point your mate would probably be perturbed.
You're like, we're going to do this through the telephone. And you pull the phone up and you're like, what face do I want tonight? Ah, there we go. Would that not be a billion-dollar idea, Sam?
I think it has potential. but, I mean, I think you had talked a couple of months ago, weeks ago, about your experiment with the virtual reality goggles.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
How it was kind of a letdown. So,
yes.
I mean, it might capture the imagination of you for a little while, but you know.
The two people each put goggles on and they see each other, but they can like select assets.
That would be awesome. But let's talk for a second about what the implications of this quote game really are. Now, I like to always think that when something big happens, especially like, let's say, an election year or something like that, that it's really just a distraction to make the sheep look another way while something bigger is going on the sidelines. So you don't focus your attention over here. Hey, everybody, look over here. Oh, it's a new game. It's a new game. Everybody loves it. It's the biggest thing since sliced bread. But what is it really when you're using your camera on your phone to go around your house looking for little monsters and you're giving the game permission to use your camera, your microphone? And who's watching the other side and looking at every single thing that's in your house? You know what I'm saying? You're with me.
Oh, it's like, yeah, somebody there at the NSA is creating a map of the inside of your house.
Who's to say the NSA didn't devise the game itself?
Yeah, yeah. So they don't even have to fly over with a helicopter and use, you know, X-ray vision to look in. No, you are volunteering to give them a complete map, inside of every home. Oh, it's chilling, but so true. And, you know, even without going to that extent, though, there are a lot of dangers present. I mean, can you imagine how many kids are just walking across the street with their eyes glued to the phone?
Oh, well, there's already been, you know, reports of, car accidents. There's those kids from that college this past week who were searching for the little Pokemons in a rather bad neighborhood. And got beat down pretty bad and robbed while they were looking for their little fake cartoon things. But, like, these kids are also wandering through mom and dad's house. At what point when it shows, you know, they see a bong or a bag of weed or something like that on the table, and mom and dad get arrested because little Jimmy's playing Pokemon Go, at what point, like, does the authorities watch the feed? You know, I mean, it opens up a lot of doors that shouldn't be opened.
Two kids, one after the other, walked off a 90-foot cliff trying to catch a Pokemon. That's true.
Natural selection.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
And of course, incidentally, one kid found a dead body. That's just a lucky day.
Why is it that everybody else finds the dead body? I never find the dead body.
You got to start playing Pokemon.
Never.
It will lead you there.
You would
also think of how a predator, though, might be able to tap into this and just lead victims right to his or her doorstep.
Oh, you know? Man. I never thought of that, but I am not surprised at all that you have.
I thought that was what Craigslist was for.
Well, kids aren't on Craigslist as much. You know, like looking in the free section for furniture to refurbish. But yeah. It's technically, I'm sure there could be.
One way or another, we are taking the real world for granted in a lot of ways. And look, hey, I'm not an old fuddy-duddy. I understand it's fun to embrace these new exciting possibilities, but everything comes with a price.
I was talking to this girl the other day about it, and I was like, do you remember? She's a little younger. I was like, do you remember Pogs? Tamagotchis? And she had no idea of what either of those were. And I was like, but, you know, it's a similar thing. But, I mean, Pogs, like Tamagotchis were a digital toy, but they didn't have the ability to see in your house and stuff like that. You just had to keep them alive. Fake alive.
Well, that's true. Okay, well, we are coming up on a break. When we come back, I have a story to share with you from Knoxville, Tennessee, about a 35-year-old man. He was pulled over at a DUI checkpoint, and it turns out that once they realized that he needed to be taken into custody, he informed the officers, well, guys, hang on a second. I have something attached to my you-know-what that I need to tell you about. And I will explain best I can when we return, because this is the hour when we dig into some of the more controversial material and news stories, not necessarily good for the kiddies. It's the Dark 30 Hour. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange.
Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The
neighborhood was changing. Strangers moving in. A new boy fell for a local girl when she made eyes with him. She was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But windows were being locked at night.
Yes, the Dark 30 out here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Jocelyn P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville. The number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402. And you can also go to speakingofstrange.com for a link. And by the way, if you click around, you'll find all kinds of interesting things. But I hope you'll visit my personal website, joshuapwarren.com. And if you go there and scroll down the homepage, you will see an incredible piece of video footage of a UFO in Puerto Rico that was captured by the Homeland Security Office. I'm sure we'll talk about this more in the future. I recently talked about it on Coast to Coast AM. It's a 4-minute video clip captured on infrared and thermal camera, and it's astounding. You see this UFO flying around Aguadilla. It's going 120 miles per hour. At one point, it dips under the surface of the ocean where the camera continues tracking it. You can see it moving beneath the surface of the ocean at 95 miles per hour. When it emerges from the water, it now has a second UFO beside it. The two things go zipping around the airport at incredible speed, showing flagrant disregard for any kind of security, until finally the two of them go out and just dip into the ocean and disappear once again. And mind you, this all happens not very far from the Puerto Rico Trench, which is the deepest point in the Atlantic Ocean. It's almost 30,000 feet deep. So you could basically take Mount Everest and sit it down in this trench, and it would almost cover the top. So what's going on under the ocean there? Is there a USO base that has craft that fly out and become these UFOs? You got to see this footage. And as a matter of fact, a group of mainstream scientists in the U.S. did a study of this video and wrote a great 162-page report, and that's all there as well. JoshuaPWarren.com. Scroll down the homepage and just check this out. So this is the Dark 30 Hour, and that means we're talking about some of the more sordid and seedy news stories. Tune out if there are kids around or anybody who's easily offended. That's your warning. That's why we save this stuff for late at night. Here's a story from Knoxville, Tennessee, which is a couple hours down the road from Asheville. A 35-year-old man was pulled over at a DUI checkpoint. And, yeah, he was tipsy enough that the cops decided to take him into custody. And, of course, they're about to search him. Right off the bat, they were a little thrown by the fact the guy was, quote, wearing a white skirt and pink leggings as well as black high heel shoes. Now, this guy was 5'9" and 230 pounds. He also had what they call a Sailor Moon ribbon tied in his goatee. He said, "Oh, you know, I only had 4 or 5 shots. You know, I'm okay." He smelled of booze. He was unsteady on his feet, and so as they were searching the guy, he says, "Well, look, I gotta tell you guys something before you complete my search." He says, "I need to go back to my truck here and get a key because I have something attached to my penis." And they said, "Okay, what are you talking about?" And he said he had a chastity belt locked onto his member.
I don't think it's called a chastity belt, though.
Well, and that's really?
I'm being serious. I know of what you speak, but I think it has a name. I don't know what it is, but...
Well, they're referring to it as a chastity belt here at thesmokinggun.com. And they said that he said there are two keys for this. One is in his truck, and the second is worn on a necklace by his girlfriend. Now, for one thing, okay, let me just pause here and say, I don't know the particular nuances of this man's lifestyle and relationship with his girlfriend. However, if indeed there was a reason for this guy to actually have something on his, you know, that part of his anatomy, then why would he have access to a key in his vehicle? I mean, if you're going to be locked up to go out on the town, and it's supposed to prevent you from, you know, maybe doing things that your girlfriend wouldn't approve of, why wouldn't she have the only key, unless he kept the other key secret from her?
Okay, I'm going to say probably, even if you are a guy who's, you know, a Knoxville redneck, driving his truck, and you got a Sailor Moon ribbon in your beard, and you're wearing a cage on your thing.
And pink leggings.
Panties or whatever. He's still a dude. At the end of the day, he's still just a guy, and we're all dogs. And he probably has that backup key just in case.
Well, it came in handy this time, I guess. So, yeah, he got the key. But you know what's funny? It says that they didn't let him unlock himself. He had to turn the key over to personnel.
Like, rookie,
at the jail.
Come here, rookie.
Yeah. I guess they were like, no, you're getting cuffed. You're not touching anything else. And so they unlatched the man. So he's been charged with not only facing a drunk driving count, but they said he did have a handgun on him as well. So. Not a good night for that fella.
The cage is the least of his worries.
So much of this could have been avoided. Mm-hmm.
Shelley, you know, you watch these old, like, medieval movies once in a while, mm-hmm. and the chastity belt on the princess comes into play. Have you ever met an actual woman who has a chastity belt or had one or is involved in anything like that in our day and age?
I don't think so.
I do own a cage.
And they probably would have told me, but no, I don't think so.
I have a cage.
You have a cage?
Yeah, it's not like really like a cage. It's not metal or it's not like locking. It's removable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a cage. It looks like ropes.
Okay.
Like it's nautical in nature.
Well, of course.
Like I was a
like
pirate of right. Penzance.
Yeah, you're the real
Commodore.
Of course.
Oh, by the way, Jeff, I got for the boat trip. That went downhill, got a sailor hat. I got a captain's hat.
Oh, it looks very cool.
And it's blue.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's very cool. My friend got it for me for my birthday, and I rocked that thing. I was wearing it to the store and everything. Just like, I don't care, because I wanted to be like the captain in Tennille, you know?
What? Who wouldn't?
For Halloween, you know?
Next story from the UK. A woman there is facing a 9-month sentence because she was caught with at least $8,000 worth of drugs hidden in her while visiting her boyfriend in prison.
It happened.
How much room does that actually take up?
Well, it depends. I mean, you're talking about, you know, exchange rates here. We're talking about the pound. The Brexit comes into play. I mean,
can you like give me a
that big?
You know, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's gotta hurt.
I say it's nature's like suitcase. You know,
they actually said they were searching her on the way in, and somebody observed a string coming from her body, and that's when she admitted to what she had. Says that she had been promised $100 per strip of the drug buprenorphine.
Buprenorphine.
Okay, buprenorphine. What is that, Sam?
It's the main reason it would be used legitimately is a opioid, like, but it's to be coming off of heroin or an opioid.
Okay.
But it can be abused.
The drug, the judge there said that this is a serious offense because he said this not only erodes discipline in prison, and which of course can get people hurt or killed, but he says it also affects their ability to beat addiction. So she's going to go to jail. It looks like. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, oh boy, this next story. So weird. I read this and it's very visual. I can see this, but I don't understand why this man was placing his private parts where he was placing them. I will explain. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, da-da-da-da-da, yeah, we're happy, da-da-da, dee-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, right, da-da-da-da-da-da.
It is the Dark 30 Hour. It's late at night. It's in Safe Harbor. That means we're talking about some of the stories that are more controversial, more sordid and seedy, not for the kids, not for the easily offended. Consider that your warning. You might want to tune out right now and then tune back in next hour when something more family-friendly is liable to be on, but we consider it our duty to give you a balanced view of the world here on Speaking of Strange. We talk about the summit of mankind's enlightenment as well as the pit of his depravity. And yes, this is the pit part of the show. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. The program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. The number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402. Keep that on your refrigerator. 828-298-5402. And also remember, if you happen to be in the Asheville area and you want to visit Wright's Coin Shop, you should also come check out one of the haunted Asheville ghost tours. This is perfect time of year, warm nights, fun, bustling energy. HauntedAsheville.com, HauntedAsheville.com. And you never know what kind of stuff you're going to see in Asheville. As a matter of fact, a couple years ago, I had a friend in town, a female friend, who had never been to Asheville before. And so my wife, Lauren, and I were showing her around the city. Now, this was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a bright, sunny summer day. And I was telling her, well, Asheville has a lot of colorful characters, a lot of interesting people, and you never know what you're going to see. And I swear to you, right when I said that, as if it were on cue from God, we were slowing down to come up to a stop light, and we looked to the right, and there was a gentleman standing there with his John Thomas in his hand.
Nice Monty Python reference, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. And I won't say what he happened to be doing or how he was handling it, but you can probably think of some possibilities. I can't, of course, stress the gasp that went through the car, because I swear to you, having lived in Asheville my whole life, that had never happened to me. I've never looked over just on the side of the road. And this is not like, you know, in the middle of nowhere. This was right over in front of the or kind of near the front of the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, the U.S. Cellular Center. And there's this guy just standing there, yeah, broad daylight, doing that. Sometimes you see things like that and you think, you know what, that is like the craziest thing that I could have seen today. And I'm sure that this friend went back and told all of her friends, wow, Asheville is a messed up place. So imagine this story. Imagine seeing what I'm about to tell you about. This happened in the UK. And apparently this was captured on video. So a couple of people were driving down the road, and they see a car pulled off to the side. At first, they think maybe there's an accident or something. Instead, they see a man lying face down on the road and enjoying a pothole immensely.
A pothole, okay? You say?
They say he had poured baby oil on the surface. That's what they're thinking anyway. And as this guy was literally lying in the road committing this act, there was a second man standing nearby, and he was doing something to himself to show how immensely he was enjoying the behavior of this other
of the pothole
sick
guy.
Man. Of the pothole guy. I mean, you've heard of a hump in the road, Sam. Yeah. By the time the police arrived, the guys had gotten out of there. So they're still looking for them, apparently. But the witnesses said it is apparent in the video that this man is enjoying himself immensely while he is engaged with
a pothole.
The road. With a pothole. With a pothole.
I was at we'll just say the big box retailer, the 24-hour big box store the other day. It's about 3:30, 3 in the morning. And there's not a lot of people in there. I know pretty much all the employees. We all wave, you know. And as I'm heading, you know, I'm very weird about my route through the store. I have, like, superstitions about which ways I go. So I'm weird like that. As I'm walking towards the register, from the grocery side of the store, I see this guy, overweight, mid to late 40s, wearing pink Daisy Dukes. Like, they appeared to be terry fleece, some sort of jogging pant, but like they're cut extremely short. I'm talking like things are about to fall out.
Oh.
And he's got a midriff revealing cut off t-shirt on with his gut, a very large gut, hanging out. He's wearing a pink, some sort of pink hair tie, like a bow type thing. And he's got an unlit cigarette just hanging from his mouth. And he's like hiking boots on. So, like, part of him looked like he was kind of dressed up like a little girl, and the other part of him looked like he was, like, a straight, you know, coming from the fishing hole, redneck kind of guy. And I so wanted to take a picture, but, like, at the same time, maybe I'm jaded, or I it didn't even affect me. I'm like, huh. Like, that was about it. I was like, huh.
I know. I had the same thing. Well, kind of happened. There was this old lady, and the way she was dressed, and the sunglasses, and that there was just something about her. I wanted to take a picture. I really did. But then I'm like, yeah, I'm like, eh.
Does it even matter anymore? I mean, like, yeah, look at that
Asheville.
Guy. Glad
it's
you're,
Asheville.
Glad
it
you're feeling
pays
it.
Us.
Well, you know, I, as you guys know, I travel a lot, and I go to Austin, Texas, and they have the whole Keep Austin Weird, you know, bumper sticker and all that kind of stuff everywhere. And you see that in Asheville as well. And you don't see that in too many other places, really. I mean, there are certain, I guess, demographics and characteristics of an area that make it appropriate for that. And if you're going through the list of places in the U.S., though, where kind of anything goes, Nevada would probably be pretty close to the top of the list. I mean, especially, I know there's more weird, crazy, messed up stuff that happens in Florida. But in Nevada, they are at least smart enough to just be like, you know what? We can't stop this stuff. Let's just embrace it and legalize it and try to regulate it. And so this story comes to us from Nevada. It's a political story. I am not going to name the names of the politicians involved, but apparently there, a Senate candidate sent out an email blast to who knows how many people in support of let me put it this way. An assistant for the candidate sent out a blast in support of the candidate with a link, and the link said, go and look at the candidate's websites, et cetera, et cetera. But somehow or other, and your guess is as good as mine, somehow or another, she sent out a link that took everybody to a hentai porn site. Now, if I need to refresh you about what hentai is.
Please do.
That is Japanese tentacle octopus porn, which is extremely graphic. Okay?
Okay.
We've touched on this before. we need a little audio bite.
Oh, no. Shelly's still remembering vividly when we watched the video of how that apparatus. Remember the eggs?
Oh my God! That is just something you cannot forget.
I was going to say the Mr. Garrison. Okay?
I will never unsee that.
Okay.
We were talking about the actual physical apparatus. Yeah. Yes, with the eggs.
Of course.
You force the goo in there, and oh my!
Yeah. So the hentai.
Yeah, so that's what hentai is. Hentai is extremely graphic, tentacle-oriented.
You're welcome, Mom. Now you know.
Yeah, it's our job to educate. We are a public service, I guess, on occasion. So how did this happen? How did this happen? Nobody can explain this. They said that it's probably, however, not going to change that much regarding the outcome of the election, because this candidate was already way down in the polls. But my imagination tells me that maybe this staffer had already been looking at this kind of a site and then went to copy the correct address to put in the newsletter, but it turns out that they did not properly change the address that they'd copied, and they were in a rush, and they just pasted in this other address and hit send, and history is made.
I totally thought you were going to say, like, and then they accidentally sent out a thing, and I thought you were going to go the Lemon Party route.
The Lemon Party?
You remember the Lemon Party?
I don't know.
Is that? We'll talk about it off the air.
Oh, okay.
I thought, if anybody, I thought it would be you would remember.
When we come back, the two stories I have saved for the end of the program, yes, they are both very twisted. One of them is so weird that Mobius, he sent it to me, and he says, we could not make this blank up if we tried. What is he talking about? You'll find out, and I will do my best to read these as delicately and professionally as possible. This is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange.
Have you ever been so drunk you had to hold on to the ground to keep from falling off of this world? No need to be ashamed, I've been there. Have you ever been convicted in a state court of law in a case of mistook identity? Well, don't feel rained on, friends, I've been there. I've been there when they take your guns, I've been there. When your lawyer runs, I've been there.
when your whole damn life goes wrong. I've been there when damnation calls, but I swear the one thing that gets me through it all is singing a country western song. Have you ever been so mad you wanted to whoop somebody's ass, but they want nobody's ass around to whoop? Well, don't feel rained on, friends. I've been there on a pet one. There, when your teeth fall out, I've been there, locked in that padded room all alone. I've been there when you stand accused. I've been there when the jury rules that the cause of death was unknown.
And we're in the 5 minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And remember now, the number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. I also hope that all of you will go to joshuapwarren.com and again, scroll down and just check out that astounding UFO footage that was leaked onto the net, but it's legit, that Homeland Security captured of an incredible UFO. I also want to let you all know on a programming note that next week we're probably going to have a best of for you, and then the following week a new show. So our next new show is scheduled to air on August the 6th. Once I get back into Asheville next month, my schedule is going to be a little crazy, so you know, we'll just play with it and do the best that we can. Okay, last two stories of the night. Oh boy. Okay, this one is from New York City. There is a man, a bandit of some kind, a perpetrator, a crook. I don't know what you call this guy. He's running around the Upper East Side. He runs up to women, and then he shoves. Now, let me repeat. This is the Dark 30 Hour, okay? Not for kids, not for the easily offended. Tune out if there's anybody around who shouldn't hear this kind of news material. He runs up to women, pulls out their shorts, and shoves a bag of feces in there and screams at them, "Feces!" And then runs away. They have surveillance footage of this guy.
Takes all kinds, man. Takes all
they
kinds.
They say, yeah, they're calling him a pooper traitor.
No, they're not. No, you made that up.
Well, you know, that's what the New York Post is calling her.
The Daily News.
And they say it's so bizarre that sometimes he just screams poop and then he flees. They say it's not clear, or at least they haven't announced, whether this is human waste or animal waste. At least it's in a bag.
Thank God for small favors.
Any information leading to this guy's arrest is adamantly requested by the New York City Police Department. Poop, he screams. Now, here's the last story. This comes from The Sun in the UK. A Mexican hit woman has confessed that during her active years working for the mob and gangsters and drug dealers, she was beheading corpses of gangland execution victims, drinking their blood, and then, yes, having sex with the beheaded corpses.
That's pretty hardcore.
They say she's a beautiful woman. And that
you're going to tell her otherwise? Of course she's a beautiful woman. Yeah, you're so hot.
She claims that, you know, she was one of these girls who was abducted and dragged into, you know, prostitution and all that. And then she learned the ways of sex and violence and became a top-notch, beautiful assassin. And she said that this became her big turn-on, that as soon as she would kill somebody, she would cut off their head, get it on, drink the blood, bathe in the blood, and this became for her the ultimate in life, and that nothing else she ever does will compare to that high, and that she has always been a real rebel.
Now, to clear it up, when you say cut off their head and get it on, do you mean put their head on like a head mask?
Or,
no.
Okay, get it on.
She is having sex with
getting
the beheaded
it on.
Yeah.
Check.
Sex with beheaded corpses. Yeah.
Check.
Possibly some of those old girlfriends that we navigated our way away from, Sam, in the past. I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Steele, John Anderson, Joshua Dindy, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Until next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a best of, and the following week for a brand new one. You are commanded!